That whine in the sky was much louder now. Johnny shouldered his way through. He got right in front of the Tolnep. He pushed a scepter at his face.
Is this what you were looking for, Schleem? This is the real one. The others were just copies we made. Duds, like the rest of your weapons.
Schleem was struggling and screaming.
Get me some chains!
Shouted Faljapan. Johnny came close to the Tolnep's face, but Faljapan was prying in among Schleem's teeth to make sure there were no other capsules to bite down on. The moment that was done, Johnny spoke again.
Schleem! Tell your captain up there to draw off! Talk, or I'll shove this radio down your throat!
Lord Dom tried to push Johnny away.
This is a conference prisoner. He may not be communicated with until tried. Clause 51 governing trial procedures.
Johnny somehow controlled his temper.
Lord Dom, this conference is at this very instant under threat of bombing. For its own safety, I demand that Schleem...
Demand?
Said Faljapan.
Here now. Those are very strong words. There are certain procedures that must be observed. And you are hereby officially informed that you yourself threw an object at an emissary. The conference...
To save his life!
Cried Johnny, pointing at Dom.
This Tolnep would have crushed his skull!
You are acting, then, as master at arms of this conference? I do not recall any appointment.
Johnny took a breath. He thought fast.
I was acting as the appointee of the host planet, which is responsible for protecting the lives of invited delegates.
He knew of no such procedure.
Ah!
Said Lord Dom.
He is invoking Clause 41, responsibilities of the planet responsible for assembling emissaries.
Ah! Then you cannot also be charged. Where are those chains?
A Chinese guard was running up with coils of jangling mine hoist chains. Two pilots followed him with another tangle of heavy links.
Under Clause 41,
said Johnny desperately,
I must demand of the prisoner that he surrender his offensive forces at once.
Lord Dom looked at Faljapan. Faljapan shook his head.
All that can be arranged, per Clause 19, is a temporary suspension of hostilities where warfare threatens the physical safety of a conference.
Good,
said Johnny. He knew he was at risk. These emissaries were not as friendly now, but he would push it all he could. He had to save lives, not only theirs, but those of any survivors of Edinburgh. He shoved the radio close to Schleem's mouth.
Declare an immediate suspension of hostilities, Schleem, and tell that captain up there to draw his forces off.